From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Universal Guilt and Total Depravity. In chapter 3, Paul has reminded the Jews of their great heritage as God's chosen people, and the privilege they enjoyed of having been the recipients of the Old Testament scriptures. However, the Jews objected to Paul's preaching of salvation by grace alone, because he applied it to them, as well as to the Gentiles. In verses 9 through 20 of the chapter, Paul shows that both Jews and Gentiles are equally guilty before God. For Jew and Gentile, the problem is the same. All are under the control of sin. Yet God has provided the remedy in the sacrifice of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, on Calvary's cross. For Jew and Gentile, Christ is the answer. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection by the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Outward, Upward Look. The text is Isaiah 45 and verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. This is a promise of promises. It lies at the foundation of our spiritual life. Salvation comes through a look at Him who is a just God and a Savior. How simple is the direction, look unto me. How reasonable is the requirement. Surely the creature should look to the Creator. We have looked elsewhere long enough. It is time that we look alone to Him who invites our expectation and promises to give us His salvation. Only a look. Will we not look at once? We are to bring nothing in ourselves, but to look outward and upward to our Lord on His throne, whither He has gone up from the cross. A look requires no preparation, no violent effort. It needs neither wit nor wisdom, wealth nor strength. All that we need is in the Lord our God. And if we look to Him for everything, that everything shall be ours, and we shall be saved. Come, far-off ones, look hither. Ye ends of the earth, turn your eyes this way. As from the furthest regions men may see the sun and enjoy His light, so you who lie in death's borders at the very gates of hell may by a look receive the light of God, the life of heaven, the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, and therefore able to save.
Thank you.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
Look at chapter 5, verse 21. He describes sin as a reigning monarch. Sin hath reigned unto death. Sin as the tyrant. Sin as the dominant power. The reigning power in your life. What does it mean? We're under sin, under its control. As he says in chapter 7, there are times when you want to do things, but you can't do them. There are other times you think, I don't want to do that, but you end up doing it anyway. You find a law, a principle within you, which is wicked and evil. There's many a time you shock yourself with what you think. You shock even yourself with what you say. You stand back and say, how could I have done that? But you did it. Do you remember when the prophet Elijah went to Hazael to anoint him king over Syria? And he wept. The young man said, "Why are you weeping?" He says, "Because I can see what you're going to do in my country. You're going to rip up the women with child. You're going to cause slaughter and bloodshed." And he said, "Is thy servant a dog that he would do such things?" But as one old preacher who preached in that portion said, "Dog or no dog, he did it. He did it." And there's a Hazael in the breast of every one of us. Under sin. Under its control. Ephesians 2 describes that dominion of sin. We walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is energizing in the children of disobedience. We're under its curse. You look out in the world on a day like this, perfect weather, green all around you. The world seems to be a wonderful place, and it is. For it's still God's creation. I often think, if this is the world under the curse, what must it have been like in the Garden of Eden? What will it be like in the paradise of God? But you know, you wouldn't have to go very far, even here in Greenville, to get beyond the greenery, to get beyond the beauty, and to see what sin has done. You'll go to the homes of the poor, and you'll see the crack addict and the neglected children. You can go to the homes of the rich, and though the trappings may be different, the curse is just the same. We're under the curse of sin. We're under its ravages in our body. It's part of my job. I visit hospitals. I don't like it. Not for any lack of desire to be with God's people or anybody else in their time of need. That's why I do it. But I never get used to sickness, and I never get used to suffering, and I never get used to death. And I never get used to the fact that I can be going to see a person one day and they seem the picture of health, and the next day I'm looking at a corpse. And I've seen it happen that quickly. I still have imprinted in my mind memories of people I knew as big, strapping, strong individuals. I've often talked to you about a young man who first came singing in our church in Dunmurry, just like a big farmer walking up into the pulpit, and I said, "Man, what's this fellow going to sound like when he starts to sing? Doesn't look like he knows anything about singing." As soon as he opened his mouth, I heard one of the most beautiful singing voices I've ever heard. Roy stood about 6 feet two, a big strong fella. The last time he ever sang a solo was in my church in Ballymoney, and he literally had to choke back whatever was blocking him in order that he would be able to sing. I'll never forget the last time I ever saw Roy. I visited him in a little hospital room in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, just for a few minutes, to see those great strapping arms no thicker than my two fingers, to see a man lie there with the weightness of a linen sheet causing agony to his skin. And that's just part of the curse that sin brought. We're under its control, under curse, and worst of all, under condemnation for sin. When it is finished, bringeth forth death. Paul says, I have charged Jews and Gentiles that they're all under sin. I want you to see he's saying sin is serious. Men and women, take it to heart tonight. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to make you like the preacher. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here as a dying man talking to dying men and women. I'm talking to you in the vestibule of eternity. And that's the vestibule of either heaven or hell. I'm here to tell you, sin is serious. But you know, I have to say this. So is the grace of God. And I would be remiss, although it is not part of my text as such, it is part of the subject. You cannot deal with the Scripture's serious treatment of sin without realizing that the Bible underlines the awful character and consequences of sin in order to tell you there is an answer to sin. And the answer to sin is a God-given answer. It's the answer that is written large in the letters of redemption, spelled out in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What is the answer to sin? Ignore it. Listen, man. If a doctor came to you today to tell you, I have diagnosed a virulent cancer within you, what would happen if you ignored it? You can go out and get drunk, it doesn't change the cancer. You can go out and say, I'm going to ignore it, I'm going to make $1 million in business, go and do it. It doesn't change the cancer. Ignore it and it'll kill you. Go to every quack in town and let every quack treat you. And what will happen? It will kill you. But imagine that same doctor saying, man, I have diagnosed this because I have the infallible answer. And it's free. What would you think of the man who said, thank you, I don't think I'll bother? Be a fool, would he not? I want to tell you of the one, the late Lester Roloff, and his wonderful testimony message on Dr. Law and Dr. Grace, introduced to people as Dr. Grace, who not only tells you what's wrong with you, but has the infallible answer. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life and virtue of the entire humanity and obedience of Jesus Christ is distilled in His precious blood, and it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. I tell you tonight, sin is serious, but so is the grace of God. I will leave Paul's proposition one third of the way through. We will finish this, God willing, next Sabbath evening. But I want you to take this home with you. Don't forget what we have dealt with tonight. There's not one person here but that has been mightily blessed of God. Not one person here but that is numbered among those who have immense advantages. Some of you have lived 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, maybe more. And for all the advantages, you're no better. You're none the better. But you've kicked against everything that the grace of God has brought into your life. I want you to see the seriousness of your sin. But oh, tonight I would to God that He would give you a sight of the glory and the grace and the power and the willingness of the Savior. He is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by Him. Make sure you get to Christ without delay. You'll find that He has the infallible answer, the immediate answer, the eternal answer to the serious problem of your sin. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our eternal God and our loving Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Our Father, we pray, bless Thy word to every heart tonight. We believe, Lord, there are folks here who had all the advantages of birth, advantages of Christian influence and opportunity, advantages of health and prolonged life, and yet they're no better for it. For they're still enemies of God and rejecters of the Savior. God of mercy, we know that sin is serious, but Lord, we thank Thee for the power of God in the gospel. Oh, bring the lost to the Lord Jesus tonight. Grant that this night Thou wilt give fruit for the exaltation of Thine own dear Son. Hear our prayer. Solemnize every heart. Get a grip of every conscience. And as we separate one from another, grant that we will not lose that consciousness of the nearness of our God, or lose that sense of the Lord speaking to the soul through the Bible. Hear us now. Part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear, the beginning of all wisdom and of all knowledge. Grant that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Redeemer, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, our indwelling Comforter, may be our portion in Christ, now and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak. Amen.